gotta trust the process, player. The process. The process. Welcome to the process, player. I say you gotta trust the. Cue the interview. I got some shit to say. How persistence about this business really got me here today. Kicking game. It's a podcast, but this here a different lane. Hit you with some hidden gems, but then it's meant to.
Man, what's going on, man? Welcome to the process. I'm your host, Q the Interview. Hey, today is just it's a special day, not just any day, but shout out to Cap Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, man. It's J5, man. It's a motherfucking holiday. That's how it's going down, you know. Shout out to Zeta Beta chapter of Cap Alpha Psi. The motherfucking Zoo Boys, they so wild. You know what I'm saying? You play a ZB, yeah, it might go insane. Hey, but hey, that's on another day. But man, check this out. I got a special guest, man, here today. It's my partner. You know, we used to work together. You know, he knew I kind of knew him when I came to the department, but I kind of knew him, man, because he'd be hooping. You know, I'd be fucking with that hooping and shit. Right. So I met this guy, and we talked about, you know, asked him where he's from. He said he's from BMT. If you don't know what that is, it's called Big Money, Texas. And I was like, okay, I know a couple of people from BMT, man, the Ozan and Central. Now, where you from? So let me know your background. He said he came out in 02. Well, fuck it. I came out in 02, too. So I know even more people. So we get to chopping, having a building relationship. He was my coworker, and we just kept rocking. We just kept rocking, talking about things, and I started watching him. And I know I have my podcast is about entrepreneurship, and people probably who already done made it. But at the same time, I'm not just doing the people for who made it, but I'm doing it for my partners. You know what I'm saying? But if you're my partner and you making it, fuck with me. Okay. So He for sure is a solid dude, and I was like, hey, it's only right for me to have you on my show. And today I'm going to introduce you to Jonah Broussard, man. We're glad to have you here today, bro.
What's up, right man? On. Appreciate
right
it.
Right on, appreciate man. But check this out, Jonah, man. Man, you spoke this shit into existence, man.
Facts, bro.
I watch you speak this into existence to where like we will be talking and then you'll leave the office and go into the office beside us and start writing shit down. So I'm like, what the hell for this motherfucker right now? We're supposed to be at work. But then you had showed me that I got a vision of having a basketball program and this is how I'm gonna run it. And I'm like, well, shit, you had a whole proposal. Yeah. A whole proposal months before it just really took off because you've been training. Yeah. And you a basketball player from what school you went to?
I went to Westbrook, man.
Westbrook?
Look, shout out to Westbrook, man. We're going to get out love like we supposed to, man.
Come on, man.
Look, Ozan get all the hype, but really
all the hype.
Hoopers, though.
You was there when Perk was there, huh?
Yeah, Perk, you under us, man. So that's all my partners, man. So TBC without being a hooper first.
Okay.
So that's first.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, it just built from that, man. Like I told you, like we was at the J. You seen it. I had already seen the vision, and it started before that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know I had the AAU program, so that started. I've been 8 years in the game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it just took its time to get where it was at, man. And once I transitioned and started putting it in the paper, then.
You really wrote it down, though.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I did admire about you because you wrote it down. And I was like, man, I wonder how that shit going to play out. You know, what was your thinking when you were starting writing it down and doing that type of shit?
Man, it was really like, once you start realizing that, you see that power in that pen.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? You start putting it on paper.
Okay.
And that light starts speaking to the universe, and you start seeing things develop, like literally connecting dots, man. And things transpiring, and before you know it, it's like, man, I see it happening. Like, I'm creating what's happening.
Right. Okay.
And you just stay at that.
Okay. So how long you been hoping?
Shoot, forever, nigga.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, forever. Like, that's... Since 4-3 years old, you know what I mean? That's basketball been everything.
Who influenced you, though?
Oh, man, for sure, my pops. My pops was a big hoop fan.
Okay.
It was everything, man. So, RIP to my old man.
Okay, RIP.
Definitely the...
What's his name?
Felix Broussard, man.
Felix Broussard. R.I.P. to Felix, man. I know you up there watching, smiling down at my man right now. Word. Fucking man. Right.
It's facts.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Fucking right, man. Yeah,
Pop's proud, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, from him and just loving the game, and that's why I come back around. Like, it's not chasing bread.
Okay.
So, this ain't a career. This ain't work. I wake up training. Teaching the game of basketball, bro. There ain't nothing better than being in the gym.
So, did you play college ball?
Yeah, man. So, I played JUCO ball. Went and played a couple years at JUCO. Had a great year. Went and played in Kansas at Emporia State. Finished there. Did some semi-pro stuff. And life hit.
Damn.
And then you move forward. You
move forward. I mean? Okay. The marathon continues.
So.
Okay. All right. So, man, I remember you told me about training and stuff like that, and I always kind of felt uneasy about training because I feel like everybody is training and everybody is a hoop connoisseur. Is that a word? Is that the right word? I don't even know. But like everybody could teach you how to hoop. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what makes your program different?
Well, first I know I can hoop.
Okay.
That's first.
Hey, look, I did.
That's first.
Hey, I remember that time
you. You know what I'm saying?
So, I remember that time you told me to come to hoop, man. And I was like, fuck, I could hoop. You know, I love basketball. And so I went to play, but then y'all was hooping. You know what I'm saying? So I was just, I had got used to being at 24-hour fitness and LA fitness and playing. You might be playing with a cat who was a football player or a track star. They couldn't fuck, they just playing basketball,
right.
So I could just bullshit. But when I came to play with y'all, I just felt like, damn, I need to go back home. I need to, you know what I'm saying, I need to work on my dribbling, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? How to my stop, you know what I'm saying, right. My crossover. So right. When I come back, I don't want to be no scrub. So, how is your program different from this other trainer over here?
Well, for one, like I said, it started with me playing my whole life, bro. Like, the game, I love it. I watch basketball every day. I'm a student of it. And it's just nature, you know what I'm saying, like that. And then just teaching it and seeing kids get better. You want to learn more. The more you watch, you see the game evolve.
Right.
Different moves, stuff we didn't have, sidesteps, Euros, all them things. So the game constantly evolving, and my mind is evolving as a hooper right now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So seeing that, passing that on, is just like, and then it's about the energy you put in that. Like, okay. I genuinely want to see kids get better versus me chasing the bag. It's a lot of training going on because it's the hot thing to do.
Right.
You know
what okay.
I mean? You know you can make some money through social media and whatnot. And not knocking nobody's hustle, but mine is more genuine from who I am. Like, this is my heart. Mm-hmm. I love this game.
Okay. So before that TBC has really been on the rise right now. But before right. TBC going on the rise, what was going on before? Because like I said, we was working together, man. Me and you was working together. I'm seeing you write this stuff down. We working 12-hour days, 7 days a week, you know what I'm saying, getting to it. And, you know, this was before TBC took off. What happened in between time?
Okay. So working at the company, you know what I'm saying, I was there 10 years. Man, look back, like that 10 years go fast, making some easy money, having a consistent schedule, comfort.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, after doing that, while doing that, I had my AAU program, so I was having tournaments. I would work nights, go straight to a tournament, do that, go back to nights.
To use
it. Rip and run and training on my schedule.
Right.
Working days, rotate on nights.
Right.
Did that through shoot down on almost the whole 10 years.
Okay.
Right? And then once things started building, I was like, man, I can do this full time, but I was scared to jump.
Okay.
Keep it a buck. I was scared to jump. It was just like, man, I'm going to replace that salary.
Right.
I know for sure that's going to happen.
Right.
So I had been sitting on it, man, really just playing it safe. And shout out to my wife being a push. She was,
okay.
She was trying to bring out more
in
out of me and out of that to get out of that job. You know
then
what I mean?
Then what you were trying to do.
Facts. Got comfortable there. So fast forward, man. So when me and you started working together, we worked together about 2 years.
Yeah.
In the same apartment. Me and him worked same shift, night, days, nights. My partner, man, side by side.
Yeah.
In the same trailer, kicking it.
Kicking
right?
it.
And motivating each other, watching hoop videos, YouTube. Like,
whatever.
Just talking noise, you know what I'm saying? Him thinking he could beat me,
challenging
me here and there.
Bro, I'm really giving you buckets though, bro. You've been working out, though. You've been working out.
Yeah.
But you still lighting the ass, though.
Sharp now. Sharp now. Just know that. The mind's sharper now.
Okay.
But anyways, fast forward, man, that last year, man. Some BS transpired at the job and, you know what I mean, end up losing the job.
Okay.
I remember, man, right when that was happening, bro, I was on my pen and pad tough. I was locked in. You know what I mean? I was in the back room hours.
You had checked out, though. You checked out from work.
Yeah, I checked out. Yeah, because I had already felt what I was on.
Yeah.
I felt it strong. Yeah. So the whole story was, Sid had the interview with Facebook.
Right.
So now my wife is black woman in the tech world, knocking down walls, breaking barriers. Shout out, Sid No.
Okay.
So her having an interview with Facebook, we thinking she get to almost get that job. And I told you, man, we moved, man.
We gone. You was gone.
I had the plan. I'm like, man, I'm going to go take over Austin, San Antonio.
You
up
did.
That whole, go take up that whole side of that 35, man, go all the way down. And she didn't end up getting the job, which was God's blessing.
Okay.
And I had checked out at work. I did. Because I had seen what I had coming and the move.
Yeah. You so, was, right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, man, you know, the situation happened and boom, now you're like ass out.
What you gonna do?
Sink or swim.
Too long. We're gonna hold up a fold up. Barbecue a meal do.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what was you, so you left, this job was canceled. What were you doing in between time? You just doing this basketball?
Nah, man. So the training I was doing small time throughout the week. I was doing evening little group sessions with kids, you know what I mean? Nothing major. Twice a week here and there. And, man, shoot, I was really, to be honest, what changed the mindset was, that was really the biggest thing that took over.
Okay.
It's the mindset shift, bro.
Okay.
Shout out my pot Milton, man. He wanted, you know, my boss pot, and I done been told you about from the crib.
Yeah. You did.
Oh, man. He made in some real estate.
Right. Oh, you put me on that. You put me on that real estate guy.
Right. So right when I tell him what happened, he like, yo, bro, bitch, shoot, we'll come to this real estate event in Tampa with me.
Okay.
Shout out my man. He took me to this event as a business partner with him. We spent a weekend in a high level environment with, you know, 400, 500 people who get money in the real estate world from just beginning all the way up.
Yeah.
And for us to intermingle and interact with people in a positive way, make connections, networking with people, and I don't know nothing about real estate.
Shit.
I'm just there.
I remember
as
that
a
shit.
I'm just there as me.
Yeah, yeah.
With my partner, you know. And I was like, man, it changed my mind to be like, shit, why not me? I got average Joes in here getting the bag.
Yeah.
Woo woo. Not knocking nobody. I'm like, but come on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I need that.
Okay.
So the mindset changed from fuck a job. I wasn't trying to get another job.
Right.
I'm trying to get another job.
So you so
came back was I jumped on a real estate and they got my energy up.
Okay.
Right after
what you needed.
Right.
So how was your mental in that time that you know? Because real estate is you can make that bag or you cannot make that bag.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Plus you got a wife. You got to put food on the table.
So the pressure's on.
It's on.
Pressure's on.
Full court press.
Yeah, full court press.
What you going to do?
You better handle that pill. Life going to take it.
Somebody going to take that bitch.
Life going to take it. Right, so yeah. Nah, but so in that time, man, be honest, it's an emotional roller coaster, bro. You lose your J, that income, and then you trying to make stuff shake, doing a little, I mean, I got the training going. I was Ubering. Which I have no pride in it. Ubering was cool, man. I met great people. I was networking. I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like cool about it, man. Meeting people, hearing people's stories from all over. Connected, man. I met people in real estate, people in sports. So it was a good opportunity. It was a humbling thing too as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? But with no pride involved. But definitely, man, the biggest thing was the reconnection with God in this time.
Okay.
You know
so how do you feel God played a part in his entire thing, or are you that type of guy?
Oh, yeah, he definitely was trying to get my attention.
Okay.
He wanted me to re-lock in.
Okay.
That's 100.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So we're going to get to the business, man. So it's like you have this basketball training program going on. Everybody's doing it, you know, and I see that if it wasn't putting food on the table, then you had to do something else.
Right.
So since it's putting food on the table, how are you managing it? How are you paying yourself so that, you know, we can eat.
Right.
So with mine, obviously, when I make all my money through my group trainings, through me, I'm everything. It jumped off majorly after the coronavirus. Ooh. Thankfully, as hard as 2020 was and things still are, man, prayers up to any family member who lost someone, because I had family members who had it. I didn't lose any, but understand that feeling, so prayers up to people. But, man, 2020 was a blessing for me with the coronavirus, for my business, man. And to be honest, I was on that same pen and pad in that time. On my face, praying to God what I wanted, man, and writing it down and believing it and seeing it through, seeing it, believing it. And then that faith and desire, once they meet, God started opening doors, the universe started working for you, man. And then summer jumped, man, and it was like, boom, like a rocket. Because everybody was ready to get in the gym after school in, season in.
So, okay.
Boom.
So
it was a flood.
On a week schedule, Monday through Saturday, how many people do you think you probably, how many kids do you see, you think?
In a week?
Yeah.
Oh, easy, like 40, 50 kids in a week.
Even after the coronavirus? Well, not after, during the coronavirus?
No, so in the beginning of coronavirus, it was only the individuals I was doing because people was being saved. Gyms wasn't open.
Right.
Right, so couldn't do any big
So sales. What you do in that time?
In that time, that's when I was Ubering.
Oh, okay.
Doing that and also chasing real estate, which also was almost going to be major plays in real estate. Coronavirus actually slowed up my real estate. I made major progress in that.
Okay.
Which that's going to come back around. I'm definitely going to touch a bag over there.
Right on.
But,
or two bags.
Right, two bags. So, in Motive, we got to double them up.
Come on.
So, TVC, man, when the summer took off with the training and then the pros, and it's the ball been rolling, man. Guys have been opening doors. Things just been connecting, like meeting the right people, the right clients, man, the right everything, bro, for real.
One thing I told you at the job, man, I promise you, because you was more into training, and my dream is to have a gym. I say, you know, Jonah, I know you a trainer. But these kids are going through so much right now. There's so much going on that some things that we didn't see when we was coming up. I say, you have to be that trainer, but you also have to be a mentor to these kids and really kind of teach them about life. Because even though they want to play basketball and do this and do that, that doesn't guarantee them a professional contract.
Right.
So how are you being more than just a trainer to the kids or to the college recruits that you are training.
Right. So ultimately, so let me say this. I don't think I said this. So TBC, the Basketball Connect, right? I'm the plug.
Okay.
I want to use the game of basketball as a tool to bridge with the next generation.
Okay.
Right? Because the game of basketball took me far, took me across this world. I got to see this country. I got to see different countries and enjoy that, and then to be able to pass that on to kids who don't know the process of recruiting.
Right on.
Type stuff.
Right on.
Mentorship. Guys who done been really down that road. Not just the old school we used to have.
Right.
That was coaching. There's no really. Coach know how to work out. Coach know the system.
Right.
Coach got connections.
Right.
Are you willing to work for that?
Gotcha.
But really, though, bigger than basketball, bro, is life, man. I want to connect with them kids just to be an outlet, be a mentor, be a big brother.
So have kids come to you that you're training, ask you, Coach Broussard, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that.
Yes.
They have?
Yep.
And how was that feedback? How was that connection for you to be like, hey, you know, I know we're playing basketball, but let's also think about our schoolwork, our relationship with our parents, our relationship with whatever you know we got going on.
Yeah, well, that's across the board, bro. That started with my AAU program. I was like, really, it started with my daddy, bro. My pops was the pops that took all the guys to the tournaments and did everything on the weekends, take a piece of boys, staying over at the house, being the father to all my partners
who
the ones who dad wasn't around.
Or right.
My pop was that. So it was naturally in me to be this.
So then
having that program and having kids. Even the ones that's younger that's grown now, you know, my nephew, niece, and them, they're, you know, 20s now. So those young teenagers, they still reach out to me. I keep that connection, checking in with them.
Okay.
And they responded like, hey, coach, man, the stuff you was telling me, man, you was right. wish I was listening.
Right.
Different things, and different things as like success too as well. But also with the young kids now, man, just showing you really care, man. Kids know what's up. They know the difference from somebody just
so basically, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Mr. Broussard, you now are doing what your dad do. On this, on another level. So basically, you done really just grab the torch from him and take it to the next step.
Facts. Just like that, bro. That's exactly what it is, man. And now, God could, like, you know what I mean? It's organically happened, though.
Okay.
Like, this wasn't forced. This was destiny. This is our destiny. This is,
okay.
That's it, bro.
That's pretty good, man. Another thing I want to touch on, man, you talked about your wife, man, how she paid a part in what you got going on. Can you speak on how she has uplifted you in the time of you be in between jobs to telling your wife just, hey, I'm about to do this basketball full time.
Right.
You know, because that ain't, you know.
Yeah, that don't just work.
that don't just work like that.
Yeah, that don't just work like that. So, definitely, man, she's been so supportive, but also, you know, it was challenging for her too. How you gonna make that salary back? At that time, you didn't see it happening with the basketball alone.
Right, right.
Like something else gotta happen. You gotta get a job. And I ain't gonna lie, man. I was applying for jobs too, man. I applied for a lot of jobs I was overqualified for.
Right, right.
Still ain't hired me.
Yeah.
Which was a sign from God that, you know what I mean, it wasn't meant to be type joint. Just
right, right.
Random stuff. But just cause, especially with the virus going on, it was like. And then ultimately, man, I stayed focused, man. And I seen it through. And I, you know, it always go to people don't see your vision. Like,
right.
Like, I can tell you, but you don't see it.
I don't see it like it.
I don't feel it like I feel it.
You don't feel it like I feel it.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's mine. So I knew what that energy was going to be like, man. I knew it could happen. So it did. So the biggest thing with her was like, stand focused, doing something. Like, don't sit on your ass. Like, focus, put a plan together, what you going to do. Like, show me this basketball shit going to work.
Yes. Time is ticking.
Show me it's going to work.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're not going to get a job, show me it's going to work.
So, what?
And not in the sense of, like, oh, I needed to do it, but this was already what I was on. And I didn't have to convince her, but just, like, show you going to make your whole salary back off just basketball, off training, just like you said.
The training.
How you going to make that back, bro?
Right.
You ain't see that then either. And I'm like, I know it can happen.
So are you making it back?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? In the 7 months, I did it full time. I've been training and in the game for 9 years, bro, since 2011. Mm-hmm. So 10 in. You know what I mean? 21, 10 in, and 10 finna be my best year.
Come on.
I'll take over. And I've been in it 10 years, and like Nip say, I'm 10 toes down, and I've been constantly going. So I ain't new to it. It just didn't finally... All the seeds I've been planting over the years, bro, that came to fruition.
Okay.
Just the timing just right with it right now. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm making that bag in that 7 months, and man, I'm finna double up. So I already had an envision. The next time they see me, I hope I run into somebody from that former job we had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm shit on them when they see me.
Come on. So you ain't new to it, but you true to it.
Yeah, facts.
Right on. Yeah, hey, man, we know what I was just thinking, man. We give Pops, Mr. Broussard, so much praise, man. But it's Mrs. Broussard, you know. You always talk about your mom, going to see your mom, her being a LeBron James fan. You know what I'm saying? How has she been supportive to you over this time?
Oh, man, mom's been great, man. The whole family, really. My mom, my brother, and my sister, you know, that's the ones that left, and my niece. She been strong, man, as tough as it's been. You know, it's been 10 years now, 11 years now, Pop's been gone. And to see her son, you know, go through some tough months.
Right.
You know, I feel like I reached the bottom.
Right.
Not in a sense of, like, the bottom of life, but the bottom for me.
Right. You had to call her.
You had to dig myself out of that. She would hear the times where, you know, prayer, mom pushing for me, son, keep pushing, believe it's going to happen.
Right.
And when things start blossoming, of course, she rejoicing and praising God. But, like, really just, it give her more fuel to be like.
Okay.
As a mother, like, man, my son, he good.
Gotcha.
Like, it happened, God. Like, don't, you know what I mean? It's some things you can't even, like, she explains. Like, she was telling me, like, man, just believe. You don't know what's going to happen. And it really been like that, man.
Okay. Keep on pushing, Bum B.
For real.
Right on.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, man, I wanted to, this podcast is really for my peoples, man. A lot of times you see Master P, you see all these big names, not just call them our Master P, and they have interviews, but I wanted to put this podcast out for my partners, because they doing something major, you know what I'm saying, and they on the way. It's like, I believe in your program. I've seen you work, and I also seen you speak this into existence, so that's why I feel like it's dear to my heart. So I want to give you your roses right now to say, hey, man, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give a shout out to TBC. Jonah Broussard is the plug. So, you know what I'm saying?
Word. You fuck with him, man.
But also, man, this is my shout out time. I want to also, the W brand. Holler at the W brand. I forgot the handle, but shit. The W brand, look on Instagram, that motherfucker on Instagram, man. And they gonna put you on. Holler at Jonah Broussard for any kind of basketball training, life coach. We thank.
Hey, look, quick, yeah, also, like you said, man, TBC, at TBC _ training, Houston area, Cypress, Katy, Mo City.
Pulling up, Atlanta, we pulling up.
All over the city.
We pulling up.
On BMT. BMT, I'm coming home. It's a takeover, Golden Triangle. We going nationally, globally. And the biggest thing is going to be real impact, bro. That's what I'm on, building great young men and women for the future.
You know? So you train boys and girls, men and women?
Yes, for sure, absolutely. And pros as well, so Jonah B. Pro Training.
For sure.
Follow up that, man. Look, I got two guys that's solidified in the league right now, NBA contracts, got G League guys. Overseas, guys, man, it's been amazing. It's a takeover, man.
Okay.
For real, man.
All right. Well, John, I want to thank you for being here. You know what I'm saying? This is The Process, and I'm your host. Cue the interview. Fuck with me.
The Process. The Process. Welcome to The Process, player. I say you gotta trust her. Cue the interview. I got some shit to say. How persistence about this business really got me here today. Kicking game, it's a podcast, but this here a different lane. Hit you with some hidden gems, but then it's